Hey, welcome back, everybody. This is Open Air. I'm your host, Dawn Newton. Well, listen, you know, there's been a lot of, natural disasters that happened. We experienced those here in Central Oregon with our forest fires that devastate people's homes and their lives. And the recovery period after that, the emotional recovery period, I think, is something that we don't... maybe we don't focus on, or we don't bring to light, or maybe the media doesn't cover it, because, you know, we don't hear a whole heck of a lot anymore about Hurricane Sandy and what's going on back there. But I know there's still people without power. There's still people struggling. They've got to start their lives over. And I had the opportunity to talk with Jude Bijou. She is a licensed marriage and family therapist. She's an educator in Santa Barbara, California, and she's the author of Attitude Reconstruction, A Blueprint for Building a Better Life. And I had the opportunity to talk with her about fear and what this is like, and ways to move through some of this, or maybe to identify the emotional portion of natural tragedies, day-to-day tragedies, things that we experience, and how we can recover. And she's going to talk to you a little bit about how to shiver it out.
We're talking with Jude Bijou. She is a licensed marriage and family therapist, an educator in Santa Barbara, and the author of Attitude Reconstruction. First of all, thank you for taking the time to talk with me today.
It's just my pleasure.
And I know I wanted to talk with you specifically about how people can deal with fear. The fear, especially when we're looking at natural disasters that on the East Coast right now after the aftermath of Hurricane Sandy, what people are dealing with emotionally. I mean, we're always told what we need to do, you know, how to prepare, what to take, when to leave, how do we get back on our feet, you know, the physical stuff, but we're they don't really focus in the to-dos about your emotions.
Exactly. And what it is when things happen, our survival feels threatened. And so that our body is naturally going to have a fear reaction. And it's energy, emotion. Fear is energy in motion, emotion. And we need to give ourselves permission to move it out of our body like a dog at the vet. Or sometimes like when we're in shock in an accident and we're lying there, our body naturally shakes and shivers. We need to allow ourselves to do that more often, and especially when we're dealing with something life-threatening, which is what many people experienced with Sandy.
Well, exactly, and I think we definitely go into that fight, flight, and sometimes freeze mode. What are your tips, Jude, as far as what we can do, some strategies? And I don't know how you would do that. You know, you're gearing up for something that you know is coming. You don't know exactly to what extent. Sometimes we don't know if the media is over exaggerating it. We don't know if it's real. We don't know if it's really going to be that devastating. What can somebody do emotionally in that sense?
Really deal with that physical energy. It's that fear, is that agitation. It's that quiver and shiver. And that's what we need to allow ourselves to do. And I make sounds, and up the spine and out the arms and through the legs and in the neck, and to just, we feel so silly, but after just 30 seconds of, we find we're clearer. Oh, we can figure out what we need to do next. Deer in the headlights can get replaced with some more present time awareness.
And so how does that, as far as emotional recovery, how would that be applicable?
Well, that if we deal with the emotion first, the energy, just shake and shiver out of the body by honoring that energy, then we can start thinking more clearly like, okay, I need to stay really present. I need to not let my mind go out there in the future and to make it into something huge. I need to try to keep reeling it in to, what do I need to do right now? What's going on one thing at a time? Not to be in the future, but to be really keep bringing ourselves back to the present.
You know, and that's something I think is a challenge too, especially when you get into that fight or flight and you're fearful. How do you recognize that fear and put it in perspective, especially when you're the thought of potentially losing your home and the devastation, like I said, I mean, they're still without power. You've got the flooding. You've got people have literally lost what they think is their entire life. How do you stay present when that's happening?
Well, is to recognize what's going on in the body And we can deal with it in a lot of different ways, but one is to just shiver that energy out. As I say, just get goofy for a few minutes, put on some music and move that energy out. Or we can use our mind to go, oh, I'm really in the future. I'm really going to worst case scenarios. All right. I have to keep bringing myself back, Don't let myself go there. Come back to what can I do right now?
And, you know, you talk about the pent-up feelings and shivering it out. How did you come up with that, or how did you identify that particular technique?
Well, it's because it's natural. My background, I have a behavioral background, and then I became a psychotherapist, and I've been a psychotherapist for 30 years, and that's based in emotions. And that I saw that when people just did what was natural, that they could take care of a lot of that endless talking and storytelling by just moving that energy out of the body. And that it just became clear, there's this emotion that's fear, which is this agitation, and there's an opposite emotion, which is peace. So if I move out the fear and shake and shiver, what naturally takes over is a sense of peace.
And what about for those of us that are trying to be supportive of people that have gone through a natural disaster or recovering? What can we do?
That's an excellent question. One of the best things, probably the best thing, is to just listen. Put on that duct tape over our mouth so we don't have to start to offer opinions and, tell them, it'll be okay. And they're not ready for the platitudes. They're ready to just, they need to feel like that it's safe. They need to know that they're feeling connected, and they just need to talk about what's going on for themselves. So that's one of the things we can do, is just listen. And if they really get out into the future and all that, we can gently bring them back for it. It's like, what do you need right now? How can I help you right now? What's going on right now that I can do to help you out?
And what about, because I know a lot of people in a state like this, any type of trauma, whether it's a natural disaster, man-made, something, horrific things that happened in day-to-day life, what about that suppressed fear, that suppressed anger, those suppressed emotions that we don't realize is there? How do we tap into that? Or is it just something, a matter of time, when maybe our subconscious is ready to allow us to start tapping into it?
Well, I look at it as we have buckets. We have a bucket of unexpressed sadness. We have of all those hurts and all those losses and all that. We have a bucket of anger of all the things that have happened from 1 year on up to the present. And we have a big bucket of fear. And that's about all those situations that, whether the first date or having to take an exam. All of that fear is stored in these buckets. And when I'm going to shake and shiver right now, I don't really know what's going out of the bucket. I just know that I'm moving that energy out of my body. And it could be this, could be that. It doesn't matter. It's just pure. There's no words there. So it doesn't matter. Then I feel those sensations in my body, whether that's that anger or whether it's fear or sadness, to allow myself to express it.
And, it's interesting, too, because in researching you and your book, Attitude Reconstruction, and shivering it out of your body, the visual I get that it's like, no, I totally understand what you're talking about, is I picture a boxer or an athlete or somebody that's getting ready before they hit the field or hit the ring or hit the stage, where they're jumping up and down, or they're punching, or they're stretching their neck out. I mean, they're literally shivering it and shaking it out of their body before they have to go perform. Am I right in that analogy?
That's exactly right. Swimmers, we always see swimmers like shaking it out of their body. But I have had people coming up from LA who've been in the movie industry saying that they have been taught to shiver before they try to learn their lines. Because again, you move that fear, you move that out of the body. And then there's more awareness to just do whatever needs to be done.
And how long should you do that? How long is it just a matter of a few seconds? Is it?
Well, I'd say sometimes we only have like 5 seconds. It's like a little, shivering, and we'll feel better, like before you have to step out, make a phone call, shake for just a second, be goofy, just move that energy out just a little bit. And then sometimes when something big has happened, we say, oh, boy, I really need to take that minute and just go and allow my body cause, to do what it naturally wants to do. Because if we start it up, it will go on its own. When you think about somebody who's in a state of anxiety, which is a huge amount of fear, or having a panic attack, that's what their body is naturally doing. And we just need to allow it to do that rather than trying to stop it. We don't entertain those thoughts about, oh, my gosh, I'm going to die. We just go, I need to move this energy out of my body. Woo, 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 and let it do its thing.
So how is it, because you've been doing this type of work, gosh, since 1982?
Yes, I was licensed in 82.
So how has this work changed your life?
Well, I feel a lot more calmer. So I would say in my language, a lot more peace. So where before I was controlled by my fear, now I'm not saying that it's all gone. Fear is natural. But I feel so much more peaceful and present. That's one way. And another is that I find that what people seem to tell me over and over is how accepting I am, which I translate how loving I am. I'm not judgmental. Now, this isn't the way I always was. But it was with a lot of practice, a lot of moving that anger energy out, that I could come and more accept the way people are.
Once you're at peace, and it's at peace with yourself, and you're accepting of yourself, and you're not letting the outside world or those outside forces or people guide you, instill that fear, because that's usually fear is usually something that's kind of imaginary or made up that we don't know if it's real or not, but it does rule us.
Right. But I just 100% agree that underneath it all is that we have to, you say, come to peace with ourselves and then, like, accept ourselves. Really get a little corny, but love ourselves unconditionally. Because even though if we do things that we are not so proud of or have habits we want to change, somewhere in there is us as that non-changing being.
It starts with the relationship with self.
Exactly.
Because there's lots of people out there that want to tell you what you are, should be, and shouldn't be, but that's to serve them so that they can stay in their comfort
exactly.
zone.
That's exactly it. It's born of their own stuff. But what our job is I've got to stay centered in myself and loving myself, at peace with myself, no matter what I'm hearing from out there.
That's a lot of self-empowerment right there.
That's it.
Which, and I think also, you know, back to our initial discussion, which was about, you know, the natural disasters, Hurricane Sandy, what those people are going through there. How difficult is it to stay present during that time when something like that is occurring?
It calls for a tremendous amount of using your body, again, to move that energy out when you feel it and to really stop your mind, you know, and keep coming, come back to the present and, you know, that I'll do what I can, and then I have to let go of the rest and keep reminding ourselves of the reality because, again, the fear will make our mind just go crazy.
Well, Jude Bijou, it has been an honor and a pleasure to be talking with you. I think this information is invaluable, and I think it hopefully is going to scratch the surface for some people. I would love to talk with you longer, and I'm going to try to get you back on another time to talk about this because I think it is a self-empowerment. I don't think we realize the power that we really have that's within us.
It is. I'm right on that. I totally agree. It's just been my pleasure.
And if people want to learn more about you, your book, and your work, where can we send them?
My website is www.attitudereconstruction.com.
That's a good question.
That's a great question.
Yeah, it's a good question.
That's a great question.
That's a really great question.
That's a very good question.
Yeah, it's a good question in part.
That's a good question. I think
it's an interesting question.
That's a great question.
That would be one I'd have to go look up. I'm not sure about that one.
That's a great question.
Well, that's a very provocative question.
But that was a very important question.
That's a great question.
That's the $64,000 question, obviously.
Good questions and great answers. That's what you'll find on Sound Medicine. Fridays at 1 on 88.9 KPOV High Desert Community Radio.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. This is Open Air. I'm your host, Dawn Newton. You're listening to 889 KPOV Bend, your high desert community radio station where you can always catch us 24/7, 365 days a year, anywhere around the world, at kpov.org. And you can check out our programming, our schedules, events that are coming up. If you'd like to donate to KPOV, you can donate there online as well. Again, if you have any questions or concerns or maybe some guest ideas or topics that you would like us to bring on air, you can email me at openair@kpov.org. You can also stop by the station between Monday through Friday between 1 and 5. Give us a call here at 322-0863. Got a few minutes left in the show, so I've got some community announcements I'd like to bring to your attention. The National Active and Retired Federal Employees Association will hold its monthly meeting this Friday, November 16th at 10 a.m. at the Redmond Senior Center. Their address is 325 Northwest Dogwood Street. They will discuss the recent election. And the contact person for this is Mike, and that number is 541-382-6713. Also, Tin Pan Alley presents a special screening of the new documentary, Fixing the Future, Building Local Jobs, Income, and Sustainability. The film is created by documentarist, I'm talking too fast again, and NPR broadcaster David Bernaccio. Hoping I'm saying that correctly as well. The film screens at 6 p.m. at the Tin Pan Alley Theater in Bend. That's on November 19th, which is Monday. More information and tickets are available at lucy@406bend.com. Again, that email is lucy@406bend.com, or you can reach Lucy at 541-410-9944. Again, that number, 541-410-9944. Well, I'd like to thank my guest from today. I'd like to thank Jude Bijou. And again, her attitude is attitude, or I should say her website is attitudereconstruction.com, talking about fear, all kinds of things that might be getting in your way of living the fulfilling life you're looking for. I'd also like to thank David Roddenberry joining us, talking about healthy wage. You want to lose weight, maybe earn some money? You might want to check out that website, get your team together and see what you can do. Money is always a great motivator. Works for me. So anyways, everybody, please have a safe evening. Stay warm. It's chilly outside, and we will talk again next week.
Open Air is written, produced, and hosted by Dawn Newton.